Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Divine Embodiment Podcast. Whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening in on your favorite podcast platform, I do have some explaining to do because I left you guys hanging over the summer and I apologize so deeply. Thank you for bearing with me. My kids were at home, they weren't in school, and my house is not big. I have a small New York City apartment and it is pure chaos here and the noise is just unreal. I can't really make it go away. So I decided that I'm going to save my own sanity and just not record during the summer when my kids are here, which means that next summer I'll be much more prepared to deal with this situation because I will pre-record all of my episodes so that you guys will not be left hanging during the summer. So thank you again for bearing with me on that. Today we're going to get into gate 48 as the sun just moved into gate 48. And I also want to talk to you about how I'm going to further incorporate astrology, but not just, you know, regular Western astrology that we all grew up living and knowing, but I'm going to incorporate Vedic and sidereal astrology because my soul is leading me down this path. I can't help but look at my stargazing app and notice that the sun is not in Libra. It's still in Virgo. I can't help but notice that the seasons have shifted to later in the year. It seems like spring starting later, summer starting later, fall starting later, winter starting later. I cannot help but notice these things and to question the alignment of tropical astrology. It doesn't make sense to me anymore. So I have been leaning more into Vedic astrology, which I've become obsessed with, especially learning all the nakshatras. You guys know I love archetypes, which is why I studied all 64 of these gene keys. Oh my gosh. And I cannot wait. I have something to tell you as well. And this has been available to everyone pretty much since the middle of the summer, but because I haven't been recording my podcast, those who listen to my podcast and do not follow me on social media did not know this was available. But I created the Conscious Code Collective membership, and that membership allows you to look at all of the details of each 64 human design gates and gene keys, right? Like what? Okay. And I broke down the shadows. I broke down the gifts, the I Ching aspects, the gene keys aspects, the human design aspects. I gave you affirmations that you can use to further embody your gifts and overcome your shadows or embrace your shadows, I should say. I created a lot of contemplative journal prompt questions that you can reflect on for each 64 gates or gene keys. I also created, you know, tips to help you further embody the gifts of your specific gates. So if you want to learn about all of the 64 gates, I would encourage you to join the Conscious Code Collective membership. It is only $27 a month. I'm going to go ahead and put the link down there in the show notes so you can go ahead and grab that, become a member, Every single month, we're also going to be going through one specific Gene Key sphere, starting with the activation sequence, the Life's Work sphere, which is your conscious sun gate. It is 70% of your personality. So we're going to start that this month. If you become a member this month, you can get in on that. I already created a journal for it. So I'm super excited about that to share that with you guys. Definitely click that link and become a member. So with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about gate 48. This is the gate of the Well of Wisdom. That's the name that I have given it. It is all about depth, wisdom, concentration. Okay. It's in the tropical sign of Libra, Western astrology, right? Regular astrology that us in the West have grown up knowing. However, it's in the sidereal sign of Virgo and the Vedic nakshatra of Hasta. Okay. In I Ching, it is called the Well. And this specific gate is linked to the spleen, which is your intuitive center. And it goes up towards gate 16 in the throat. So it wants to express wisdom, right? And that's its ultimate goal, is to express the wisdom that it has. It's a well of wisdom. So let's get into it. What's the characteristics of this specific gate? It's characterized by introspection, wisdom, understanding. It's all about acquiring knowledge at a very deep level. It wants to go deep on everything that it learns about. It's all about encouraging patience with time. Like, you need to be patient in the fact that it takes time to learn all of the things that you want to learn. You're a seeker of knowledge. You strive for full comprehension and mastery over everything that you dive deep into. So if there's a subject that you're interested in, you go so deep with learning about the knowledge. You're a well of knowledge because of that. And this specific gate understands systems and processes, and it finds solutions to complex problems. Because you're so deep, because you have so much wisdom that you've collected over your life, it seems like you have an easy solution for any obstacle that may come up. And you want to contribute your understanding to the greater good of the collective. You want to share what you've learned to benefit the collective at a higher capacity, right? Now, you have a fear of being inadequate, of not knowing enough. That is you in your shadow. Your gift is resourcefulness. You are the resource, the well of knowledge that people come to whenever they need answers or solutions to their problems. And of course, your city, your highest state of frequency is wisdom, where you're no longer seeking. You have already acquired all of the knowledge that you possibly need. Now, in your shadow state, now, keep in mind, this is for people that have gate 48. This is also being activated in every single one of us this week, because the sun is in gate 48, and it therefore defines that gate for the entire human collective while the sun is in that gate. That's why I'm going over these gates as the sun moves into each gate. So this week, we're going to feel this energy within ourselves if we don't have this activated in our chart already. Now, in the shadow aspect of this gate, you can show up as being bland, where you water down your knowledge and you're afraid to dive deep, and you just accept what information has been given to you because you're afraid that if you go deep into the information, that you still will be inadequate with what you find. So you just accept what information has been given to you, and then you come across as being very bland because you're not deep like you're built to be, right? Another aspect of the shadow is that you can use your knowledge to manipulate the fears of other people. So you actually end up hiding from your own fear, you know, the fact that you're actually scared as well, and, you know, of not knowing enough, not having enough information, but the information that you do know, you use that to control others when you see them in fear. So that's a shadow aspect. You can also be addicted to gaining knowledge because you have that fear of uncertainty, being uncertain, not having all of the answers, the fear of being inadequate and not being able to provide the solutions. You know, this is a very 5-1 gate. I don't have this gate in my chart, but I am a 5-1 because the 5-1 wants to provide solutions through research. And this is what this gate really reminds me of. And then the uncertainty has everything to do with the spleen, the fear of being uncertain, the fear of not being adequate, not having enough to fulfill the needs of those around you, being of service, which is what you truly want to do with this knowledge that you acquire. Now, in your gift, you appreciate the beauty that you find in everything because you've gone so deep into all of the different places that you can find wisdom. You do find beauty in everything that you are digging deep into. You know how to actually embody the wisdom that you gain. It's not just surface level stuff where you know, have the information and then it just kind of sits in your head. You actually bring that information into your daily life and you embody that information. It's not just wisdom that you hold in your mind. It's embodied wisdom. And you build a quality foundation with the wisdom that you gain. So, you know, in any subject that you're digging into, you build a very solid foundation of wisdom, which is also very line one-ish. So if you have any, if this is in line one, or if you have a line one in your chart, you know, this is only amplifies that research, the depth of research that you do. You're all about communion and service to others. Like I said, you like to spread your knowledge to those around you, to your community. You want to help people. You are very solution oriented, and you know, you can find pathways and loopholes through things with the depth of knowledge that you've gained in your life. And you have this inner security within you, knowing that you have everything that you need as far as your mind goes. You know that you can figure things out. And then it, of course, because it's attached to that spleen, you're like, it's just about trust in yourself, trust in the depth that you carry. So as we move through the energy of Gate 48 this week, I have some questions, some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself. What areas of your life do you like to go deep on? How can you embrace your fear of being inadequate, knowing that that's a shadow? How can you further accept that you may have this fear of inadequacy show up within you? And in what ways can you channel your depth of knowledge into service for others? Now, some of the things that you can do to further embody the energy of Gate 48 is you can accept any feelings that you have of inadequacy, of uncertainty. Learn how to embrace those as your shadows and know that it's just a shadow aspect that appears within you. It's not something that you have to identify with. And when it does come up, you can then recognize, hey, that's a shadow of mine. I don't necessarily have to believe that. I know that I am full of depth. I know that I'm full of knowledge and wisdom, and that this knowledge and wisdom that I have will carry me through any obstacle that arises. And it's important for you to make peace with not knowing all of the answers that you seek. And that time, with patience and time, those answers will eventually come to you. And trust in your ability to be the resource, to be the well of knowledge that you are when those around you need you. Trust that you have the right answers and solutions to the obstacles that may arise in your life and in others and in your community. So with that being said, that is Gate 48, which is activated from today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all the way up until October 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are in the energy of Gate 48, which is active within all of us. And I hope that you resonated with the information in this video. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a poll that you can complete that lets me know whether you do feel this energy. I'm always curious as to how these archetypes are showing up in your life whenever you have these gates active, or if you happen to feel the impact of gate 48 during the time that the sun is in this gate specifically. So thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your presence here, of course. I also wanted to mention next week from October 10th to October 12th in my Human Design and Gene Keys for Conscious Women group, I am hosting Vibes by Design 2.0. Yes, that is the new, improved, upgraded version of Vibes by Design, where I'm consolidating everything into a 3-day video series. It's a mini course, absolutely free, where I teach you on the first day how to read your Human Design chart. We go into the 5 human design types, strategies, and authorities. On day 2, we dig into what all of the little numbers and shapes and lines on your chart actually mean, which is your profile lines, your centers, and your defined or undefined gates and channels. And on day 3, we dig into the Gene Keys hologenetic profile and how that links with your human design chart. And we take you down the golden path of healing and embodying your gifts. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and put the link for my group that you can join, Vibes by Design 2.0. Looking forward to seeing you there. And I hope you have a blessed and beautiful week. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.